This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit on 7 to 9 a.m. Visit us on www.kpulpit.co.za.
Thursday afternoon. I hope that you've had a really, really great day. I hope that you're driving home all safe. And you know what? That we are going to have a great time together, because today we are really, really going to be talking about a topic that is so, so important. And I'm excited to be raising awareness on this topic. We're going to be talking about period poverty. Now, what is this about? Well, my guests that are coming up on the show are going to be sharing with you everything that you need to know about period poverty. But one of the things that I want to share with you before I get into this amazing conversation that we're going to be having about this is that 30% of girls, 30%, which is a huge number of girls in South Africa, miss school when they have their period or when they are on that time of the month. And this reality happens because of period poverty. Girls do not have access to certain things like sanitary pads or the things that they need to, you know, live a normal life. And so period poverty is happening, and it's happening a lot in South Africa, because 30% is a really, really big number. Girls do not have access to sanitary pads or to things that they need during that time of the month. And so I'm joined by two very, very special guests, two amazing guests, Aurora from the Cora Project. I'm going to tell you all about the Cora Project very, very soon. And also Sarah Jacobs from SafePad. And SafePad is a reusable pad that is excellent. You know, there's a lot of myths about reusable pads. If you're not used to it, something to get used to. But you know what? There doesn't need to be myth around, you know, the safe pad, around reusable pads, because they are so good for you. Very, very good for your body. Sarah and I will be talking about that. And Aurora from the Cora Project is going to be telling us all about why girls are struggling, what's happening, and how we can be an answer in our communities for girls who are struggling. And let me tell you, this is not just girls who are struggling, you know, in a different province or, you know, over the border. There's girls struggling in our local communities right around us every single day. So it's time that we talk about this, because periods are still a taboo topic that people don't want to talk about. It's not so easy to talk about it. So today on the show, we're going to be talking about it and also asking the question of how can you help in your community and also in your faith community. So Aurora is joining me after this. Aurora, it is so great to have you with me on Voice of Change today. So great to have you on the show. So welcome to the show. It's going to be really, really good as we talk about period poverty. So welcome to today's show.
Thank you so much, Lauren. Thanks for having me. I'm excited to be here.
I'm so excited to really be talking about this topic, because I've been reading a lot about what you've been doing, and it's so exciting. And so I'm so excited to get the listeners into that. But before we get into the Cora Project and what you ladies are doing, let's talk a little bit about period poverty in South Africa, because maybe some people listening, they've heard the term, but maybe they haven't been so exposed to the realities. Or maybe sometimes people do think, oh, well, you know, it's maybe happening somewhere else. It's not happening here because it's never happened to them. So what exactly is period poverty looking like in South Africa? You know, are girls really suffering? What is the extent of what is actually going on within our own country?
Yes, thank you for the question. It's a very important question to tackle. Period poverty is basically limited or no access to menstrual products to support a healthy menstruation. And period poverty, it affects girls and women across the world in all different regions, but it's also quite prominent in South Africa. And I mean, 30% of girls skip school in South Africa when they're on their period, because they don't have access to, or they have limited access to, menstrual products. And this really just perpetuates gender inequality. Girls often have to end up dropping out of school. They also miss out on other opportunities, and as a result of not having the correct menstrual products, they resort to using anything from socks to newspaper, I mean, to rubbish, anything instead of tampons and pads and the correct menstrual care. So not only is this obviously very unhealthy and unhygienic, it is also very undignified.
Absolutely.
So yeah, it's a huge problem that we need to tackle.
Absolutely. And I'm thinking, you know, oftentimes, well, recently over the last few weeks, I've seen in some of the pharmaceutical stores, they have these big bins where people can drop pads into for, you know, girls that need it. Or there's been some of the malls out by me that have been doing that. But, you know, the signs are not up that clearly and there's not that much information. So people tend to just walk past these bins and not put anything in, you know,
because
it's actually so sad because I see it and I go, well, I really want to put these pads in. So I get some and I put them in. And then I always ask the cashiers, what's it like? You know, have people been putting in? And they like kind of like, no, not really. And I think it's because we actually haven't heard enough about what you just said to us. I mean, 30% of girls not going to school. That's a big number, you know.
It's and crazy. Like,
it's huge. And like you said, as well, just using anything that they can get. And that's huge. And so, again, this is a reality in our country. And so it's about time that we tackle this. And this is exactly what you are doing. So tell us a bit about the Cora Project. You know, what do you do? And where did it really start? And what's happening with it now?
Yes, so the Cora Project, also known as Cora, is an NPO founded by myself and my sister. We actually started it as more of an initiative as opposed to an NPO as level 5 lockdown hit in South Africa. We were just having a conversation. It's always been something, a cause close to our hearts. And like you said before, not a lot of people know about it. It's still almost like a new topic because periods aren't really something spoken about or seen. So we were just chatting about how period poverty has obviously been perpetuated with the COVID crisis and I mean the job loss and all of that kind of thing. So we decided we need to actually do something about it. So we started asking our community, our friends and family, just to donate menstrual products in which we gave to other NPOs to distribute. And then we just got such great feedback that we decided to formalize it and start our own NPO. And basically, Cora's mission is to support menstruators from underprivileged communities in South Africa by providing them with knowledge and resources to end period poverty. So we educate communities on menstruation and menstrual health. And we also use our social media to raise awareness and encourage conversations around periods, which are so important because part of tackling the problem is also normalizing these conversations. So, I mean, on our social media, we have a weekly post called Period Power in which we have a different girl or woman of different walks of life talking about a period story just to get the conversation going and to normalize things. This also will help with eliminating the shame and stigma around periods because that's a huge part of period poverty is people are so ashamed to talk about their periods. They end up not getting the correct help and they end up pretending, say, to be sick from school so they don't have to deal with, you know, asking for the products they need or getting support on their menstruation. Yeah, so that's a bit about what we do.
That's incredible because I love the fact that, like you said, it's also helping and aiding menstruators, but it's also helping break the stigma because there is just such a big stigma when we talk about periods or menstruation.
Completely.
And it's so weird because, I mean, every woman and every girl in this entire world, of which we know there are billions, will have their period at some point and, you know, will start their period at some point in their life, however old they are, and then have it for a couple of decades, unfortunately, sometimes. But it's such a necessary almost part of life, and yet we don't talk about it.
It's something so natural and normal. And, I mean, I think there's more the ratio men to women, I think there's more women in the world, I think like 52%. So, I mean, it's really something we need to start talking more about.
Absolutely. I love that. And I really, really appreciate that you guys are breaking this stigma. It's such a great thing. I know that, you know, during the course of this year, the Pantone color people, which if anybody follows fashion or color, Pantone does this whole thing where they release a color of the year. And this year was blue. But also they did some campaigns out a few weeks ago talking about the color red. Menstruation red is the color that they used it. And it was such a good thing because it was just breaking that stigma as well. We see this reality from the top all the way down to the bottom of people trying to break the stigma around periods. And again, if we can break that stigma, like you're saying, we can also help with period poverty. And that's so, so important. So also, what, you know, how do people get involved? Can people get involved with CORA? Is there a way, do you do donations? Can people help in any way?
Yes, of course. So we obviously accept donations, both monetary and product. And we're busy actually launching our website this week, which is really exciting. All the information will be there. But there are also different campaigns that we do where people can get involved. I know we have some exciting new projects for the new year in which we'll be asking people to volunteer and assist on that. And then, yeah, we do. We've actually just finished a series of menstrual health sessions in schools and communities around Cape Town that were very successful, and we got some great feedback on. And that was all made possible through our Women's Month campaign in August, which we raised funds for these workshops that we did.
And what is Run for Her? I know that you guys have been sharing a lot about Run for Her, which is part of what you guys do. Tell us a bit about that.
Yes, so thanks for that, because that is the Women's Month campaign that I mentioned. Run for Her SA was this campaign that we asked our community to partake in a virtual run to end period poverty. So basically, each participant that wanted to get involved in the Run for Her pledged to donate 10 rand per kilometer they walked or ran or jogged or cycled or whatever. Run was just kind of like an umbrella term. And yeah, it was really cool. We had some really cool prizes to be won. It was also great to raise awareness about period poverty, because people were snapping pictures of their runs and using a sentence that we had formulated: I run in my pursuit to end period poverty. So yeah, it was a really, really cool campaign. And I think we will be making it an annual thing every Women's Month. So next August, we'll do it again. And so the funds we raised were enough to support 170 menstruators with a box of SafePad, which is a reusable, sustainable, eco-friendly pad that you can reuse for 5 years. So it's a really, really sustainable and great way, a solution to ending period poverty.
Wow.
And yeah, and there were also menstrual health sessions to explain how to use them and explain just general things about the menstrual cycle. So yeah, it went really, really well.
That's really, really great, because it's so many different things. And again, also helping end period poverty, like we said, breaking stigma, but also educating, helping. It's so great. I love what you guys are doing. So I really want to ask you kind of a bigger question, which I know is probably a pretty big one as I sit and I think about it. You know, it's this question that comes around: what steps are necessary to end period poverty in South Africa? And that would then include everybody. You know, what steps can we take as just maybe individuals, maybe communities, even faith communities, which have such an important role in certain societies and areas, and especially when we think of villages and when we think of rural areas as well. Faith leaders and faith communities play a big role in those areas, and I think that they can get involved as well, and they should be getting involved. But what steps do all of us, individuals, maybe even companies, you know, during certain times of the year, maybe they can get involved as well, you know, mobilizing their people to get involved? So what steps are necessary to end period poverty in South Africa? What can each of us do? What is almost our responsibility?
Yes, it's such an important question, because so that's the first step to deal with something, is addressing how we can deal with it. And one of the biggest things we can do, as we previously spoke about, is to tackle the stigma and shame around periods. So as individuals, we can start conversations, we can be more open about periods. And also as leaders and communities, we can just start conversations, raise more awareness about periods. you know, normalize it and normalize the rhetoric around it. And then, because often, like I said before, it's the stigma that bars a menstruator from getting the products that they need. So that's the first thing we can do. Then there are, like I said, starting conversations, educating, and raising awareness. And we can also work together to make menstrual products more accessible. So this can be done through community initiatives, school initiatives. I know the government started, they increased the spending on menstrual products about 2 years ago. I mean, it's still nearly not enough, but they are now supporting schools, community like houses and hospitals, that kind of thing, with more menstrual products. But it definitely isn't enough. So we can all, as communities, we can do menstrual product drives. We often do, we can, those boxes that you said in the shop you went into the other day, that's a great way to get menstrual products. But yeah, we can each play a role, even if it's small. We all need to, and it's our responsibility to really contribute to ending period poverty.
And I love that, because like I said earlier on, when you go into those stores, and maybe for even the listeners, you're wondering, okay, where are those stores? I know that Dis-Chem is one of those stores that does this, and often they will have, you know, they will have packets of pads by the cashiers themselves, and they are as cheap as 10 rand. I mean, what can you get for 10 rand?
Yes,
I can't even buy my favorite chocolate for 10 rand.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, get this, you know, it's so easy. There is a packet of pads for 10 Rand. And if every single person that was coming into a Dis-Chem every single day just grabbed a packet and purchased it, you know, and put it into the bin, it would be so incredible, because they really, really donate to so many schools through their foundation. So that's one way of doing it as well. And like you said, educating, getting aware, and also talking about normalizing the conversation. It's so important. And Aurora, I want to say thank you so much for what you're doing. This is such incredible work and so absolutely important and vital. And so I would love for you just to share with the listeners, if they want to connect with you. I know that you said the website is just launching, but I know that, you know, people can write it down and go and have a squiz on it soon. So tell us, how do people get in touch if they want to donate? Can you give us any social media handles or website address?
Yes, of course. So our all our social media, our website, it's all the same. It's The Cora Project, and Cora is spelled C-O-R-A. And it's all one word, thecoraproject.org, O-R-G, is our website. And then our Instagram handle is The Cora Project, and our Twitter is the same. So, yeah, you can even pop us an email at hello@thecoraproject.org. But all the information will be on our website, which should be, is already up and running. We're just doing some last minute tweaks. So yeah, thecoraproject.org is the one to remember.
Awesome. So now to all the listeners, you have the details. Please get in touch, get involved, and really, really work together to end this period poverty. Thank you so much for being with me, Aurora. All the best to you and your sister and all the individuals who are going to be helping, volunteering with the Cora Project. It's such an amazing initiative. And thanks for being with us on the show today.
Thank you so much for having me, Lauren. And thank you so much for raising this issue and speaking about it on air.
It's such a pleasure. Take care. Sarah, it's so good to have you with me on Voice of Change today. Welcome, firstly, to the show. And I hope that you're doing super well today.
Yeah, thank you, Lauren, for having me. And I appreciate you giving me the time to come and talk to you about what I'm very passionate about.
I'm so excited about this, because it was actually very interesting, because just before, you know, you and I are having this discussion a little bit earlier on the show, I was speaking to Aurora from the Cora Project, and she actually started talking about SafePad. And I said to her, well, actually, we're doing an interview with Sarah today as well. So she kind of was like sharing a little bit about it. Yeah. Just almost as an intro. It was so interesting and so funny, because she had no idea we were doing this conversation today. So really tell us a bit more about the SafePad, what it is, and yeah, just give the listeners a bit of a feel for what exactly SafePad is.
Yeah, absolutely. So SafePad is a reusable menstrual pad, and it's, you know, because it's reusable, it obviously lasts you know, for a few years. This lasts you for about 4 or 5 years. It's a very absorbent menstrual pad. It's designed to absorb a lot and have, you know, be very comfortable and soft. And but the very unique thing about SafePad is it's self-disinfecting. So SafePad is designed with something called an antimicrobial treatment in the fabric. And that simply means that if any pathogens, you know, such as bacterias or fungi or anything like that, they come in contact with the pad, the pad immediately kills it off. So it means that if you if some of the users do not have access to clean water or boiling water to wash the pad, which you would need to obviously kill the bacteria on the pad, then it actually doesn't matter. You can wash it in contaminated water if that's all you have access to, because yeah, whatever germs comes in contact with the pad kills itself. So yeah, the user is never at risk of infection, and I think that's a very important point, because not everyone has access to luxuries like washing machines or boiling water or and even, you know, the UV light from sunlight is also kills bacteria, but not everyone wants to actually hang their pads outside, you know, for privacy reasons. So with this, you also don't have to do that. You can hang it inside in your privacy, you know, in your room or bathroom, and it will dry pretty quickly inside as well. And again, you don't have to worry about in risk of infection.
This is so great, because I'm thinking as well, we were talking about earlier about period poverty, and in many, many places, of course, like you said, people don't have running water, don't have access to washing machines. And so if they were gifted with the SafePad, they would be able to make use of it for a long period of time, like you said, 4 to 5 years. And this would really help then, wouldn't it? Because like you're saying, you don't actually need access to clean running water. You could actually be able to clean it and wash it in so many different ways, not so...
Yeah, exactly. I mean, if you're in the very rural areas, and all you have is a well or a pothole or a river or whatever it may be, that's completely fine, because yeah, none of that won't put you at risk of infection when using SafePad. So it's really great for. I really want to emphasize on it's a pad for everyone. You know, it's not just for people who don't have money. It's really a pad for everyone. Doesn't matter how much money you have on your bank account. If it's because you don't have clean running water to wash it and you don't have money, then yes, you can definitely use SafePad. But if you have access to that, but you're, you know, an environmentally conscious person, or you want a healthier option for yourself, then again, SafePad is brilliant, because it just ticks off all of those boxes.
This is so important what you're talking about as well, because I don't think we often realize as people that tons and tons of used sanitary pads land up in landfills every single month, every single year. And so it is not good for the environment. It's not sustainable at all. So with something like this, and that's why we have to think about using reusable pads, because the sustainability and it is good for the environment is key. And so exactly what you were saying is so important as well, regardless of, you know, where you live or your social income bracket. Again, if you want to have something like that's good for you but also good for the environment, then a reusable pad is actually the answer. And I think a lot of people don't want to, you know, go that way because they think, well, maybe it's not for me, you know. I'm so used to just using the disposable ones. It's the same as with nappies, really. You know, you just roll the thing up. There's so much plastic. It's not good for the environment. So was this something that you thought about as well with the safe pad? Was it on your mind when you were thinking about a reusable pad, about the environment, about sustainability as well?
Yeah, absolutely. My approach is not just people in the low income areas. I think so my approach is really that no matter who you are or where you're from and what your background is, and again what, you know, income bracket you fall under, I think we all have a purpose in life, and that's something I very strongly believe in. And I think that there are daily challenges that can really hold us back from living out that purpose. And for me, SafePad is a tool to alleviate that challenge of, you know, feeling safe and feeling comfortable when you're menstruating. Yeah. And as women, we all going through the same thing every month. And so I think that we all deserve to feel comfortable and safe during our period. So that's my approach. And of course, there are people who can purchase them themselves, and then there are people who cannot. I'm sort of trying to reach out to everyone. So obviously, the people who cannot afford sanitary pads and so on, you know, obviously then we rely on funding to distribute safe pads, and we go out and do. I mean, I'm a registered nurse by profession, so for me it comes very naturally to speak about menstrual health and hygiene and sort of add those extra educational tools in the distribution so that we can, you know, give people those empowering sort of information to make, you know, good decisions for themselves and so on. So it's a pad for everyone. I really emphasize on that.
That's important because I think people don't often think about that. And again, if we do even just a tiny little bit of research, and maybe the listeners want to do a little bit of research on how much better reusable options actually are for you, because it's better for your skin. We don't really think about materials that are used in normal pads that are dyed and that have lots of harmful chemicals on. And sometimes you do get skin rashes from those, and you do get itching and all those kind of things. But with reusable pads, you know, it's good for the body, good for the environment, comfortable, and can be quiet. Absolutely. You know, instead of that sound that you normally have. I remember that so much as a teenager when you went to school, and in those summer months that used to make you wear skirts, you know, and that sound, the sound of the plastic, you know.
Yeah. No, I usually, I mean, when I distribute the pads, I usually speak of that experience when I was using disposables myself back in the days. You know, that when you're walking and there's that whiff of smell that comes through your, you know, up through your shirt, and then you can just smell that you're on your period, and you feel like everyone around you can smell that you're menstruating. Yeah. And it's so uncomfortable. Like, it's not nice. It's not, definitely not a nice thing. And we just don't want to feel, you know, gross or uncomfortable and all of that, you know. But the menstrual blood, in touch with the chemicals that are in disposables, they create that smell, and that can be a bit sort of, it's quite uncomfortable. And because there are no chemicals in, you know, reusable pads and safe pad as well, obviously, then you don't get that smell, and it's It just makes it a bit more comfortable experience to be menstruating when you're not, you don't have that sound as you were smelling, as you were mentioning, and you don't have the smell, you know. And yeah,
It's just there is just so many benefits, it seems, and as well as instead of just those white sanitary pads, you can actually buy the reusables, which some you get so many different colors, and reusable pads just look nicer, you know. So it's almost a personality thing, like you said earlier. It's about being comfortable as well when you are having that time of the month, and so it's so important. And so you can get different kinds of looking, you know, reusable pads. I've seen so many different ones with different colors and different patterns, and they say that brighter colors help you, you know, alleviate the mood, and you know, because sometimes during that time of the month it's PMS time and you want to feel a bit better about life. And so it's so cool, this is so interesting. You know, there's always been almost this thought as well that reusable pads, a lot of people have thought that they are actually dirty because you have to take them off, you have to consistently wash them, but that's not the case, isn't it? That's what you're actually also telling us earlier on. This is not the case. It's not a dirty thing, you know. It's just because you are reusing it doesn't make it a dirty experience. Not so.
Yeah, no, not at all. I mean, it's definitely a lot of people obviously have to get used to the thought of, you know, washing out your own menstrual blood. But I think once you experience the benefits of the pad, and that you don't have to hustle to the shop every month and all that, you sort of just get over it in a way. And I mean, reusable pads is not for everyone, you know. some people are not gonna want to use it, and that's completely fine. We all, you know, have a choice in what we want to use. But but if you are open to try it out and don't mind, you know, just trying washing it out, it's actually not so bad. You know, you soak it for a few minutes before and then wash it out, and then the blood comes out really easily. And I mean, if you do have the luxury of a washing machine, you can just throw it in there and yeah, there you go. So then you don't have to touch it so much.
Exactly. Yeah. Pretty easy. It can be pretty easy and pretty simple. Yeah. So I know that you also do talks at schools and help empower girls, you know, because there is so much stigma attached to periods, and so much. It's also a topic that we don't talk a lot about. And so sometimes there can be, you know, misinformation. So tell us a little bit about the work that you've been doing in the schools and working with girls and telling them a bit about the safe pad. Tell us a bit about that.
Yeah, so I mean, when I go, it's not just schools, but it is also schools, as well as I go into, you know, the depth of the communities. But what I like to talk about is obviously, you know, we go through menstrual health and hygiene and what is menstruation, because a lot of girls and also women don't really know why we menstruate, and you know, where it's coming from, and the reproductive organs and things like that. So we go through that, but also, you know, try and talk to them about actually the beauty and the beauty of menstruating, and that having, you know, a regular period is actually one of your vital signs. So, you know, it's a sign of health, actually. And just to turn, you know, the conversation about menstruation into something positive, because usually the reaction you get when you're talking menstruation is, oh, I hate that time of the month, and I get so many cramps, and, you know, I'm moody, and it's usually something negative. So talking about it, sort of turning that conversation into something positive, you know, and then chatting, you know, and I mean, obviously acknowledging that people do have issues when they are menstruating, and there is lots of pain and things like that associated with it. But then coming up with alternative ways of dealing with that so it can become more comfortable and manageable. And then, you know, I try and allow it to become a safe space so that whoever's attending this sessions, that they feel like they can ask me questions, any questions that they would like to. So it's really about turning you know, turning the conversation into, you know, a more positive conversation on the topic. Yeah,
that's really, really amazing. So if anybody is listening and maybe they want to get you to come and visit their organization or school or something, how can they get in touch with you?
Well, I'm obviously social media, Facebook and Instagram is it's called Safe Pet South Africa. So anyone's welcome to contact me via there. Otherwise, I have an email address, and it's sarah@sage, which is sage.co.za. And I'm very very open to, you know, conversations with people and inquiries and things like that, and open to ideas, or if people have a community they feel like, you know, could benefit from it, I'm happy to collaborate and make that a reality to get safe out there.
That would be amazing. So I really do encourage the listeners to, you know, go on over to Safe Pad South Africa, all over social media on different platforms, and to connect with you. And Sarah, I want to say thank you so much for spending this time with me, because it's been so great. I believe it's been so informative to the listeners as well, to also change, you know, perceptions on what it means to use a reusable pad and how it can be so beneficial for not only us, but also the world, the earth, the environment. So thank you so much. And lastly, I know that SafePad is available on Take A Lot, so people can go on over and get some there. Is there any other places where they can buy the SafePad at?
Not yet.
Okay.
I'm working on it.
Oh, that's perfect. But Take A Lot is so great because they deliver straight to your door. So now you don't even have to go out of your house to get a pad, which is fantastic.
I mean, if you are inquiring about a community project, then you don't have to buy it through Take A Lot for the community in outreach programs. Then you come directly to me. Yeah.
Okay, that would be perfect. So Safe Pad South Africa, everybody go on over on your social media handles, go and follow, email Sarah if you want to get in touch with her, you know, also maybe to find out about the Safe Pad for the communities that you serve. So Sarah, again, thank you so much for spending this time with me today. It's been so great, and all the best with everything that you're doing in the future. And thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Lauren, for giving me the opportunity. I appreciate it.
It is safe to say that we've been well educated on the show today, and I feel excited. I feel excited to get involved in being the answer in this particular area. And I really want to encourage you. Over the last couple of months, I have met some amazing women in different churches around the Western Cape who are actually doing pad drives, menstrual pad drives for different communities, for homeless women, or different things that people are doing. A couple of months ago on the show, I had Kanoinia with me from Girls With Wings, and they were also doing pad drives, sanitary pad drives, for women that were homeless and living on the streets of Cape Town in different communities. They have volunteers who go out and distribute sanitary things, you know, as well as gloves and as well as, you know, tissues that go with it, all sorts of things that are needed in this way, and they go out and they just distribute this absolutely for free. And that's how it should be. So I encourage you, if you are listening, to consider doing a pad drive, and consider doing a pad drive with something like the Safe Pad, because the Safe Pad is lasting 5 years. You can just put it out in the sun if someone doesn't have access to clean running water, or they can wash it in contaminated water and it still is as good as anything. So consider doing this, because it will really help someone for the next 5 years. Even one box will help them for the next 5 years, and that is a big deal. So consider, even if you don't want to do that, consider doing a pad drive where people can just pop on over to the local pharmacy or shop, and they can maybe use some of their points on their cards, you know, at different places where we, you know, cash up those loyalty points, use those points maybe to buy pads, and then, you know, connect with an organization like the Cora Project, for example, and donate those pads and get it to people who really, really need it. There is a big need in our community for these kinds of things. So let us be an answer. I really want to challenge you as people of faith tonight. Let us be an answer in this way to really help and assist. And don't let it just stop, you know, doing one thing, one pad drive for one weekend. But you know what? Maybe make it, put a box out, and maybe make it, you know, an ongoing thing to really, really help. It seems like a very small thing, but it's going to make a huge difference in someone's life. It's been so great to be with you here on Voice of Change. I pray that you have been well educated about period poverty, and that you'll talk about it to to other people. You know what? Take care. It's been so great. Have a great evening. Shalom, shalom.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit on 729 AM. Visit us on www.kpulpit.co.za.